Welcome to the Edge Up Podcast with your hosts Reed and Glenn from Hawaii Trading Academy.
You know, when we talk to a lot of traders and just anyone in general, when we ask them, like, why do you want to trade full time? Why is that a goal for them? Yeah. And, you know, the common thing that everyone says is they want to replace their 9-to-5 with trading. So I want to ask you, man, like, what are your thoughts on this? Like, is it possible? Of course, we know it's possible, but I just want your input and like explain, like, yeah, expand on that, man.
Yeah, I mean, the idea, you know, I guess the social media, it sells that dream life of being able to do what you want, when you want, with who you want, you know, and unfortunately, our 9-to-5 jobs can't give us that kind of lifestyle. And here comes trading, right? And social media kind of sells that perception. And, you know, after talking to many traders and just really understanding their motive behind it, a thing that came up to me was like, has everyone really like took the time to really understand and ask themselves, why do they want to leave, replace their 9-to-5 with trading? You know, what does it really take to make it reality? You know, and so I think this is going to be a perfect time to just really dive in deep with it, man, and just talk about like the behind the scenes on how to even make it reality, or how to even think about making that transition to become a successful trader.
Yeah, so like I have a follow-up question here. It's like, how does that look like in reality? Like, what are your recommendations on, like, what is the first thing that needs to happen?
Yeah, I think
in your mind.
Right. So like people, you know, take some good time to do some self-reflection, grab a notepad and just write it out, you know, or talk it out and get clear on your why. You know, why do you want to start this journey? Why trading, for one? Could be other things, could be business, it could be real estate, could be you know, doing other things. But why trading? And then you gotta ask yourself, like, okay, like, and well, what is it gonna take for me to be successful in trading? You know, and or if I go into trading, how does this affect my family, my loved ones, and my lifestyle? Right. And really think about, and it, you kind of just trace it back to your why. Okay. Like, what are you trying to achieve with trading? You know, the other thing we talked about was actually crunching the numbers, right? Like, what does it look like for you to replace your current income with trading? And that once you put that out on paper, it starts to become real, because they start to open up your mind and your think on seeing the actual numbers that's involved. You know, say it, you know, you need $10,000 a month to live. Okay. If you do the math, if you have a $120,000 account, and that's what, 10% for the year? No, that's, wait, I'm off.
Wait,
120%. That's okay. $100,000. Sorry.
Yep. Yep.
If you have a 100K account, you make 10%. That's 10K. Yep. That could supplement your lifestyle, but you know, you still got to account for taxes and fees, commissions, and whatnot. So the number should be a little higher. Now, then it kind of brings it down to you, like, okay, like, yeah, you guys got to just do the math, you know, what is your living expenses right now, right? And what kind of income does trading need to provide you, right? And then go from there, like, what size of account would you need to bring in these kinds of returns? You know, everyone wish they could start off with, wants to, like, start off with a 5K account and double it and triple it every month. You know, ideally, you know, that's not real, you know. But yeah, I mean, like, what would you like start off, Reed, with for people who want to even begin to think about leaving their 9 to 5.
Yeah, you got me thinking, man. Like, we talked about social media. You mentioned social media in the beginning with the Lambos, the Rolex, the watches, the fancy vacations, all this stuff. And a lot of it is, and, you know, even, of course, I speak for myself, experience, falling for a lot of it. You know, trading from the beach. We live in Hawaii, and we got the beach everywhere. I've tried trading from the beach, bro, and that shit is not luxurious at all. It's not fun. Like, I get it. If you're from a cold climate, like, you, your dream is to trade from the beach. Like, I'm telling you firsthand, you don't want to be trading. You don't want to bring your laptop at the beach and trade. There's sun glare. There's sand. You enjoy it. Enjoy the moment.
And okay. Get centipedes too, Brad. It'll just creep.
Bro, oh, centipede. At least in Hawaii, yeah. Like, maybe like Florida, California, you know, that could be a dream spot too. But right, regardless, you don't want to, don't bring your laptop, don't be that person and bring your laptop to the beach.
Bring a Starlink on the sand, huh?
Yeah, you're not impressing anyone, man. But no, but no, I digress, moving on. Of course, you know, and I mean, it leads into this. You got to change your mindset, right? The mindset has to change that, like, okay, it's not going to be all glitz and glamour all the way through. You know, there's going to be those tough times, right? There's going to be time, like, we're gonna lose. Like, we talked about this, where, like, trading is one of the only, if not, it's the only profession I know that you could show up to the desk and lose money. Like, what other job out there you show up to work and you lose money, bro?
Right.
Like,
yeah,
that, I don't know any other job that's like that. And you could even call in sick and you could get paid for that. Yeah. Whereas, like, trading is just a different beast. And I think that's something, a mindset shift needs to happen. And you need to accept that. You need to accept the ups and downs and the turbulent nature of trading.
You was telling me this, a story back in a few years ago where you did try to make that jump prematurely, you know?
And yes.
Yeah. Talk about that with your habits and your scheduling and whatnot.
Yeah, 100%. So, like, around 2018, I actually was unemployed, right? But I had a trading account, and I let another trader negatively influence me. And he's like, well, guess what? You're basically a full-time trader now. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I am. And that was, like, the lie I told myself. But then at the same time, I'm 1 month, right? I made $2,400, and, like, this is off of, like, a small account, like $20,000 account, right? And I made, you know, $2,400 at the end of the month. I was able to withdraw that. Well, guess what, bro? I withdrew all that and I still owed money. Like, I mean, I still had to pay off all my bills. It was not enough. And so, like, I just wasn't going in. And it, of course, it led me to stress. It led me to more drawdown after that win, you know? So these are just other things that you gotta accept, you gotta learn, you gotta adapt, you gotta have a direction is what it, like,
yeah,
what I think.
Right.
I wasn't having a direction, bro. I wasn't disciplined. There's a lot of things, a lot of fixes that can happen.
Yeah. What about your habits with your scheduling and stuff? You were set on a schedule before.
Yeah.
Waking up, and then, like, after you became a full-time trader.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How did that
quotes,
have your habits change?
Yes, I mean, like, so when I was working, right, I would be like, okay, I have to be at work by 8. That means I'm waking up at 4, either maybe checking the charts if that's in my schedule, or usually, you know, it's going to the gym, getting the blood flow, checking the charts, leaving for work, go to work, boom. Okay, that's the morning schedule. So when I became quote-unquote full-time trading, I had no routine, man. And it wasn't even waking up. I was waking up whenever I wanted, doing whatever I wanted, because I'm a full-time trader. You know, I lived that egotistical trading mentality. And, like, it was not healthy for my brain or myself and my habits. Like, you know, I wasn't at my peak performance, both in trading and in externally in real life. So leaving your 9 to 5, you definitely need to have direction before you implement it. You need to set a at least a skeleton type schedule,
yep,
of what you want to be or should be following, you know? So, yeah. I mean, I think that's something big takeaway for me.
That's it. Cause essentially you know, trading, like you're starting a business. Before you know it, folks, like just because it's trading doesn't mean it's still business at the end of the day. You know, so you got to ask yourself, reframe what you're trying to achieve here and ask yourself this, like, would you rush to quit your job to start this trading business? Right? The wise people would say no. Okay. Because like I said, no, you can't just decide to go start a business one day and just quit your job. Yes, there's the outliers and those one-offs that do it. Okay. It's not, it didn't come easy. So, you know, what we're trying to just bring thought here of this whole transition and this whole topic of leaving your 9-to-5, right? So we want to share some good pointers if you guys haven't thought about this or to even start beginning to think about it. It has to make sense. You know, you want to, when you're leaving your main source of income, it's not an easy feat. Right, you got to do your due diligence. As we mentioned, you add up your annual expenses, put on a spreadsheet. That's one of my favorite things, spreadsheet, right? What it takes to live your current lifestyle. Really look at it, right? And include the taxes, include the, if you guys play cash flow called doodads, right? You got the unexpected expenses. That's what a doodad is, right? What it takes you to live your current lifestyle, take care of your family, figure out what kind of return, less taxes you would need to supplement that life, right? Don't forget about the, you know, commissions, expenses, the subscriptions for the data, professional help if you're looking for tax people and whatnot, attorneys, education, mentorship costs, platform costs. Those things add up. If you got to get a new desktop or laptop to place trades, internet, all these little things do add up, and that's part of your business, right? So at the end of the day, you got to crunch it up, those numbers, and make it make sense, you know? The second point we want to share is when you want to make
Can
this
I add
transition.
Something to that real
Oh, yeah,
quick,
go for
man.
It.
Yeah, so like speaking of like subscriptions and education, mentoring, and all that is you don't want to be stagnant. Like I mentioned, like direction and everything. And in order to stay out of that stagnant zone is you guys need to look into education to further your and critique your trading and your mindset, like push yourselves into uncomfortable situations. And that's like the way you look at your trading, your whole system, you know? So just like wanted to add to that, like that's part of the whole having a direction is hiring out. And like, again, yeah, you could write them all off as a business once you start incorporating everything, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, just a little bit more on that, like the little hack I've been learning with successful people, they make it a priority for self-development, you know, and they put the money, like they put money towards that, hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, and it's just a testament to just their overall growth and overall just expanding their mind and what kind of you know, growth they see from beginning. The second point we want to share is building up a financial cushion, right? The trading, as could, because we know trading returns can be irregular. It's not the 9-to-5 we get paid every 2 weeks or bi-weekly, or get a salary for the year. You can have great weeks and great months, but you want to prepare for the worst case, right? Like what happens if you blow your account? What happens if you lose your funding? What happens when you're currently in a drawdown, you know? So have that cushion of the rainy day fund, you know, I think Dave Ramsey, what, 3-6 months of rainy day? You know, some people go as far as a year, right? And to me, I think a year could be actually like the minimum. Because like I said, traders, if you look at track records, there's negative years. So you got to figure out that number. figure out that number. Only you and your family should know. You and your spouse go over it and be like, what is that number? Do we need, you know, that cushion of, you know, 5-10 grand a month? What does it look like? Right. And just figure that out.
Yeah, I want to say, like, you need to be specific with that number too. Like, not just like, I think, you know, 15 to 20,000 is okay. It's like, no, set that number, say, okay, we need $20,000, and then add a couple thousand to it. You know, I mean, 20,000, again, it's low end, but, you know, I'm just trying to put it into perspective that you need to have a specific number and then round up a little bit just for that extra buffer.
Yeah, because it does something to you. Knowing that you have a cushion you can lean on, that takes off the pressure in trading. You know,
definitely.
It doesn't help to have more pressure and like be more, just think about more, the money more so than placing a good trade or executing your system. So the third thing, having patience and keep learning. We kind of touched about the learning part. Say you're up and running with your system, you know it works, but you gotta see if things, because the markets change, right? See if the market, your system can be optimized. See if you can add another system, right? If it only performs in trends, what can it look like? You know, you're gonna lose money in choppy markets. So what can you do for that, right? You got, when you already have back tested your system, you just gotta give it time to expect the results. You're not gonna instantly get paid because you're implementing a strategy nowadays. It's live, right? The market will continue to do what it do. It is in charge. Okay. And especially with all these things happening, like over the weekend, we just had the action in Middle East, Iran and Israel, right? And like us here in Hawaii, we can't control that, right? We can't even control where tax dollars go. But we can control, like, we can't control what we try to get from the market, right? But we can control our risk. Okay, we can control whether we get in, execute a trade and place a trade or not. Okay, we can control.
To add to that, no position is a position. Remember that. You don't always have to buy or sell. You could sit out. That is a position to take.
That's right. That's right. Just have that patience. You know, does your back testing show that you have drawdown periods? What it had, get some stats in. What does your average loss look like? That way you can start framing these things when you are dealing with it, dealing with a drawdown, dealing with losses. You're able to, you know, get yourself back into neutral and continue on with trading rather than having it a rougher time. So, you know, those are like the three main things, but also we want to share some other things to like kind of tie it in or take it beyond. Okay. You know, let's just say you are full time, right? Then what, Reed? What happens after that?
Yeah. Hey, if you don't have a direction, you're going to get lazy. You're going to get into a depressive state, not motivated to do anything. So, yeah, you'll get complacent. You know, you could be making money month on month, and eventually you're gonna just feel burnt out for some reason. You're not reporting anywhere. No one, you're the head honcho of your own company, but for some reason you just, nothing is satisfying you, and that's because there's no direction there. You know, you got to ask yourself, like, what are you working for? Because money really is only going to fill so many gaps in your life. So you need purpose. And if we could go down a rabbit hole of like how to find your purpose, what is purpose, you know, but think of it as like trading is the vehicle. It's the fuel we need to stay committed is having that purpose, right? And you're going to need that grit. You're going to need that resilience, because there's going to be hard times in trading. So I'm not just talking about the losing months. I'm talking about the mental aspect of not feeling fulfilled. That's tough right there. And you're going to constantly hit the financial goals. Like, you're going to keep extending that win. Like, okay, 100,000 in a month is my goal. Okay, hit 100. Now let's go for a million. You're going to hit these goals with trading, right? But that's only going to fulfill a certain aspect. You need something deeper. You got to start asking yourself, what's next, right? And usually what's next is you have the end goal in mind and you're working towards that. Just like trading, it's the process, right? The process of becoming full-time. It's not actually hitting that mark of, okay, I'm a full-time trader. Then you ask, what next, right? Yeah. It's the process that's the guiding light. And you need a consistent process that's going to guide you even after trading. And that could just look like, okay, I want to help one more person learn how to trade and be successful like me. That could be your purpose. Or it could just be like, I want to educate my son or help a family member. Or like, I want to donate to a charity or I'll take action. I wouldn't recommend making it a financial goal, but I know that drives a lot of people. And that's fine too. But have something deeper. Having a deeper fulfillment and a deeper motivation is going to make you, a lot more fulfilled in the long run. That's my opinion, man. You have anything
love
to say?
I love how you talk about the process, man. The process. Yeah. I think if us as traders, we just focus on the process, or if anyone, like in entrepreneurs, business owners, if they just focus,
it doesn't have to process, be trading.
Yeah. If you focus, if you're process oriented, you will hit your goals. And we're talking about asking the question, what's next? You know, there are people who hit all-time highs in their careers, whatever it may be, they're recognized, and then they just go into a deep spiral after. You know, they stay complacent, they don't know what to do next, they're at the mountaintop, at the high, and they just drop to the valley, you know? And that question of what's next, it's like a moving target. It's like you're moving the finish line further. Why? Because we know we can go further. We hit the targets, right? So it's a challenge for us to be pushing, and it's also a calling for us to do more.
Yeah. The word I'm thinking of is potential. It's like the only potential is your brain. Like, you don't know your own potential. I mean, well, I'll say it this way. Only you know your own potential. But even then, when you reach those goals and you feel like you're maxed out, that means your potential is even further. Oh, I never thought I could do this or make that or go that far or lift that much. And then you hit it and you're like, wow, I got more in me. I could do more. And like you said, you're going to be moving that goalpost further and further. And that's what you want. It's not unfulfillment. We're like, oh, I could never reach my goals. You want those goals to constantly be pulling you forward. You know, rather than, okay, making it easy and knocking it off. Okay, look how many goals I did in the year. All right, that's cool. But like, you need to keep moving that goalpost further and further and further.
Exactly. So bringing it back to the topic for today was leaving your 9 to 5 for trading. Set up those goalposts, set up those targets, right? And knock them out. What does it look like? But at the end of the day, after listening to this episode, take action, guys. Take action. You know, start answering the questions that we shared with you and have answers for it. That way you're going to start developing a sense of direction. And then go share it with someone. Share with your spouse.
Celebrate. That's exactly what I was going to say. Celebrate. Yeah. Don't forget to celebrate those wins.
You
deserve to celebrate your wins. And that'll just recalibrate you, right? You're like, okay, hit it. All right, let's celebrate and then bring it back down to neutral. Get those emotions, those feelings out of the way, and then you could recalibrate and push even further now.
Yeah, for sure. So those are those are our thoughts with this topic. Ultimately, we focus on the process. Enjoy, as Tom Bossa would say, enjoy the ride, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in, and share this with someone who you think could help. Whether you're looking to improve your trading mindset and growth, we'll provide you with the tools, tips, and inspiration you need to make your next breakthrough. So tune in and let's edge up together.